A Trump juror dismissed. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, taking off the case this morning, 2 days after she was one of the seven chosen at the former president's first criminal trial in New York.
She was concerned about being impartial. Judge Juan Merchan told the court Thursday that she was also worried about her identity becoming public. He admonished the press for reporting details about jurors that could be used to identify them. He directed members of the media not to write about physical characteristics of the jurors, saying, quote, "We just lost what probably would have been a very good juror due to her intimidation by the press." The former president has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the case.
Fox's Tony J. Powers, also in New York City. The morning after that big pro-Palestinian protest near Columbia University, police have been out making arrests as some students remain inside an anti-Israel Gaza solidarity encampment on campus. While Israel keeps considering a military response to Iran's weekend missile and drone attack, the U.S. and our allies are imposing new sanctions on Iran, many targeting the production of attack drones. There's also a group of seven meeting in Italy today focused on Russia's invasion.
We cannot afford the Putin's victory in Ukraine. And Ukrainians are fighting, but they need arms.
That's the European Union's Josep Borrell. He warns without better air defences, Ukraine's electricity system will be destroyed. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who's there too, says he hopes Congress will come through with an aid package, but other allies need to step up.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The House may vote this week on a new military aid to Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan separately. Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox Business.
And everybody will be able to vote their own conscience in their own district.
But some of the fellow Republicans who oppose Ukraine funding are threatening to oust the speaker for allowing a vote. Another housing sales slump. Previously owned home buying dropped more than 4% last month. For February, they also fell the same amount year over year. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump continually calls his criminal trial in New York election interference, keeping him off the campaign trail ahead of his Biden rematch. The president is in Pennsylvania third day in a row, a key battleground state in the election, and today,
at least 15 members of the Kennedy family will endorse President Biden for re-election at a campaign event in Philadelphia. The Biden campaign saying Kerry Kennedy, the sister of independent presidential candidate and former Democrat Robert F. Kennedy Jr., will deliver the endorsement. Prepared remarks show Kennedy will focus her attention on presumptive GOP nominee former President Trump, saying, quote, "A vote for Joe Biden is a vote to save our democracy and our decency." On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Who blocked 911 calls? That's being investigated the morning after outages in four states.
At least six different metro areas across Texas, Nevada, Nebraska, and South Dakota were forced to direct all emergency requests to alternate phone numbers, texts, and social media systems as their abilities to receive 911 phone calls were interrupted Wednesday. Many of those areas, including Las Vegas, say service is restored. Authorities in each of those four states are investigating, but so far the cause remains a mystery. The outage likely affected some emergency dispatching, but so far, no major emergencies are known to have been missed. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The accused killer, charged with murdering four University of Idaho students in 2022, is offering a new alibi.
Through his attorneys, Brian Koberger claims he was out driving that night. In a court filing, they plan to introduce a cell tower expert that they say will show he was never near Moscow. Koberger's charged with four counts of murder and burglary. Prosecutors say his car matches the one spotted on surveillance video near the murders, and that Koberger's DNA was found at the crime scene.
Fox's Jeff Manasso on Wall Street. The Dow's up almost 300 points. The Nasdaq's gaining 60. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.